Rodgers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in it? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers.
Welcome to the Glass Half Empty podcast on the Big Lead. I'm Ryan Glasspiegel. Our guest today really needs no introduction. It's former Red Sox great David Ortiz. David was made available to us on behalf of Kingsford. He's promoting the hashtag Opening Day is Back, and you appeared in a video for Kingsford with Vin Scully, Johnny Bench, and Noah Syndergaard. Tell me about that video.
I mean, Kingsford was capable of putting together all those legends, and I was more than happy to be part of spending time with legendary like Mr. Bench and my man who I met my last last game with the Dodgers, when I went to play at Dodger Stadium, I got to meet Vince, and it was incredible what kind of person he is, such a nice person. And once I heard that I was going to be part of this commercial with all of them, I was extremely happy.
And then Kingsford is also doing a thing called Backyard All-Stars, where fans can upload their own baseball videos for a chance to win a trip to this year's All-Star game. What type of video would you like to see fans upload there?
Hey, grilling. I'm all down with grilling. Being out there on the grill, fired up the grill. I mean, put it this way. It's been more than 50 years since all 30 teams have been able to play in the same day. So, like I say, it should be a national holiday where you can just be out there watching your team playing with friends and family, let Kingsford take over it on the grill. I mean, there's no way you can have a holiday and watch baseball without grilling sun.
When you're gathering your family around and you're hosting a big grill out, what do you make on the grill?
Everything. I go from burger to hot dogs, vegetable, steak. I mean, I had a big grill.
No, that's really funny. So I want to transition to a couple of baseball questions. This is a little bit of a heavy question, but like, I want to take it back to the 2002-2003 offseason. At this point, you're 27 years old. You got released by the Twins. I have no doubt that you had confidence in yourself and you thought, like, I'm going to have a long major league career. I might be an all-star one day. But at that point in your life, could you have ever envisioned what your career became? I mean, you won not one, not two, but three World Series in Boston. You had countless postseason moments and all-star games, et cetera, et cetera. Could you ever, in your wildest imagination, have thought the rest of your career would play out like that?
Well, I don't know if I was going to be winning all those championships, but the one thing that I can tell you, I've always been a very confident person. And the Minnesota Twins, they released me not because I wasn't going to be able to do what I did the rest of my career. They released me because they were short on paying a salary that I demand that year. So they basically said that they either didn't have the money coming from a team that wasn't a small market team. And they thought it was going to be more of the same, which it was something that I disagree with them because they never really gave me the opportunity to get 500 at-bats. So the guy that you saw the last year playing for the Minnesota Twins was the guy that you saw in 2003, 2004 until the last day I played. The guy that was very powerful, And as my confidence built up, my career goes up. So it was something that this is the day that they still regret letting me go. The GM always used to come to me and say that.
In 2016, you had a big retirement season. Everyone knew it was your last year. But last year, the Red Sox, they were a 93-win team. They really, like, as my dad, who's a big Red Sox fan, noticed, they needed big power in the middle of the lineup. And there was a lot. I wouldn't say that there was news that said you were going to unretire, but there was a lot of conversation. Oh, could the Red Sox go and get him? I'm wondering, did the Red Sox ever call you and ask you to play for them last season?
No, not at all. They already know that that I basically told them that I was going to retire after the 2016 season. It wasn't something that I just wake up and did. I basically talked to everyone a year before my last year playing, and I told them what my feeling was, so they get prepared for everything. And I think the Red Sox had a good season last year. Yeah, they were a little short on power, but they still pull out a good season. They end up winning the division. They got shut down after the first round in the playoffs, but it was a good season still, you know. The addition of J.D. Martinez this year is something that is going to get them more balance, going to get them more power. So their pitching is still the same. I think Porcello going to have a hell of a season this year. I think it's going to be different. Everything's going to turn out to be different this year for the Red Sox.
So you're one of the most iconic figures in Boston sports history. You have a great relationship with the city. Everything we've talked about, the postseason moments, the World Series, you grabbed the microphone and said, "This is our effing city," after the Boston Marathon bombing. But I'm really wondering, there's a big reputation amongst players, mostly on opposing teams, but sometimes on Boston teams, going back decades, that Boston isn't a racially friendly place. How do you square your personal experience there with the reputation that Boston has with other athletes, and how do you feel about that?
My career was great in Boston. I never lived any racial situation in Boston. Boston was a city that loved me. I love Boston. I never experienced anything out there out of control. You know, situation happened in the past, and even in the present, situation happened. But like I always say, I don't think it's fair to blame the whole city of Boston when a couple of knuckleheads go out there and do something stupid. You know, it's not fair. There's a lot of good people in Boston. I think that racial barrier is something that is far behind. I'm not saying that situation not gonna be out there in case where people feel that way, but Boston has been way over the racial statement. So me personally, I live in Boston. I live in a neighborhood where the only black folk was me, you know, and everybody was great to me. Everybody was wonderful to me. So I think people need to start seeing and looking at Boston differently than what people say that it was back in the day.
No, that's a really thoughtful answer, and I appreciate that. One more quick question on Boston. You had a great relationship with the fans, but some of the media there you had a couple of run-ins with. I'm wondering, as you look back on it now, how do you feel about the Boston media? With they're really passionate in the radio and the newspapers and et cetera, but they're also, they can be antagonistic of the team. What's your thoughts on the Boston sports media?
I think I had a great relationship with the media in Boston. There's a few guys here and there that they give you a hard time, you know, but I don't think it's fair to blame everyone. one for those couple of guys. So I think I keep it fair with everybody in Boston. Couple of guys, like I say, they try to overdo things, overmatch, and you know, bad news, saw newspaper, I guess, and it was guys trying harder than some other to make you look bad. I think it's fair. While you're playing, you don't see it that way because you feel like everybody need to have your back. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way. But at the end of the day, I think I was one of those superstars that play for the Red Sox that get along with the media better than any other, because if you go through the history of the Red Sox, a guy like myself always have issues with the media, always have problems with the media. They end up not having a good relationship with the media, which I don't think it was my case.
I read that you're also a Packers fan. I'm a big Packers fan. They play they play at Lambeau Field. The Red Sox play at Fenway. Those are two of the really special older stadiums in America because you feel like you're connected with so much history there. I'm wondering, how did you feel when your division rivals, the Yankees, moved into a new stadium and decided to forego all of the ghosts and the history of their past building? Do you think that they made a mistake doing that, or what's your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, I think getting into a new building is something that's the new thing. You know, everybody want to have a new stadium. Everybody want to have a new facility, not just for the players, for the fans. The fans deserve the best when they come to watch a baseball game for nine innings. They want to have a really good facility, and that's why I think every organization is going to, unless you're talking about Boston. There's no way to build another Fenway Park like Fenway Park in Boston. You know what I'm saying? But Fenway Park is, like, perfect what it is. The owners, they work extremely hard to try to renew the building every year during the off season. And if you look at Fenway Park, it's a whole totally different building than when it was 15, 20 years ago. So the new Yankee Stadium, I think it was perfect. I think they had this one room behind home plate named the Legends, which is like something that it's an experience to go there. I haven't been there personally, but I heard people talking about it.
I can attest it's an experience. I went there with the founder of ESPN, and it's like a gourmet Vegas buffet underneath those seats.
There you go. So I think every organization needs to do exactly the same thing for their fans, make sure that they feel comfortable. All right?
Yeah. Okay, let's get you out of here on this. I know you're really busy. Tell me the first story about Manny Ramirez that pops into your mind when I ask you this question.
Wonderful hitter. Are you going to ask me a question about him?
No, I want to tell a story about him doing something funny or nice or kind or being a good teammate. What's a really funny story that you remember about him right now?
No, all I can say about Manny is that perfect mind for baseball, nothing else.
Thank you so much for your time, David. Once again, David was made available on behalf of Kingsford. They're promoting the hashtag Opening Day is Back. They want you to take Thursday, March 29th off from work, grill some hot dogs, grill some burgers, grill some bots, maybe have a beverage or two, and enjoy baseball's return. Thank you again so much, David. We really appreciate it.
Take care, Ryan.
Bye.
turn stranger, will you notice if I don't notice you? Familiar touch turn stranger.